Chuck Chat Freestyle for August 22nd, 2013, Dog Days of Podcasting, and the Silicon Road continues. I mentioned in a previous recording that Scott had introduced me to the web. It had crappy bitmap graphics and this link thing where you could go all over the place, all over the world. Didn't really intrigue me at first, but what really intrigued me was the fact that you could write an application with this stuff. You could host your own web server. And that struck me when our IT group, which started out as like two people, I was the Unix guy and Mark did the PC work. Well, when we brought Scott on board, he was all over the place. He did all kinds of stuff, networking and applications and whatnot. So we had set up a little CERN web server, and I realized that our email distribution list wasn't really going to cut it much more, because with two people, engineers could email to us and we'd figure out, hey, Mark, you taking this one? This is mine. And we'd just do it that way. But when it went to three people, it got a little harder to start divvying some of that stuff up. The schedules were a little different. Some people come in early, some people leave late. We needed a better way to do this, and we needed a ticketing system. I didn't know about commercial packages, and I don't think our audience of, you know, 70 people was ready to invest in something big and heavy like, you know, BMC Remedy or some of the other larger projects. So out of necessity, I took the O'Reilly Pearl book home, the pink one with the camel on the front. I took that home over Christmas and started writing something, and wrote the first basic ticketing system to basically present an HTML form, take a request, process it, save the record to an ASCII file, and we could pick it up and do with it what we want, maybe add a few comments here and there. I think I eventually added some email notifications, so if I added a comment, the submitter would get a response. If the submitter made a comment and it was assigned to me, I'd get a response. So this was pretty crude initially. I had like a CSV for the user database. There was no official database behind it. The browsers we were using was NCSA Mosaic on the Windows machines. And I think there was a version of that also for the Unix machine. So it meant I only had to develop this application once, and it was the same for everybody. And initially, like I said, there was no database behind it. There was no CSS. There was no it was HTML and maybe a little JavaScript, I think. Some of the JavaScript may have come across later. It was just a very, very simple incident management system. Later, I had a little bit of request stuff. And the engineers loved this stuff, man. They just embraced the self-service methodology. We got to about 300 or 400 tickets in maybe a month and realized that it was not scaling well. Just to produce the list of open incidents, the open tickets, was taking longer and longer and longer to produce. And I said, I gotta learn something. So I took another O'Reilly book home. It was the MSQL and MySQL book. And I should have gone with MySQL, but initially I went with MSQL because it was simpler. And I thought, well, this isn't terribly complex. You know, I could do a couple of lookups and be done with it. And later outgrew that in like a year or two. So this was in late 94 that I first started writing this. And I think probably 3 months into it, I had a database behind it. And then around 2001. Yeah, it was 2001. Corporate kind of caught wind of what I was working on and wanted to adopt that because they had been using an access database that only they had access to. So in the late 90s, people would call up the corporate help desk and their ticket would go into a black hole. It was an all right system. They had a database of the hardware that was out there so they could tie a ticket to the computer you were using, and then maybe get a little history off of that and get some reporting off of that. But if you know anything about access, it doesn't scale well. It's a nice prototyping tool, and it's okay if you got like two people using it. But they had a team of about 5, 6, 7, 8 help desk and IT workers jumping in and out of this thing, and it would get all whacked out. Well, mine was a little more scalable once I put a database behind it. And the engineers loved this. They loved the self-service piece of it, and corporate wanted it. Well, it was about that time that I transferred to corporate temporarily. I think somebody had the bright idea of going from segregated IT into centralized IT. So I worked for corporate IT for a couple of years, and I was granted the honor of rewriting this, giving some official focus to a Skunkworks project. Because up until then, I mean, I was literally making some code changes in production. And this gave us more of a structure of, here's your development system, develop over here, test over here, then when it's ready, move it into production. Because you're going to impact a lot larger audience. It went from maybe 100 users to suddenly, you know, thousands of users out there. So I had rewritten it with MySQL, and I can't remember when, but eventually went to Oracle. I had sort of an abstracted API layer so that I could flip either one at any time, whether you know, I needed whatever was free or whatever was licensed, whoever my DBA was, if I didn't like them that day, I could switch. The nice thing about it getting some actual, you know, development time, some recognition was, that was the summer we were doing a home renovation project. We were adding some garage space on and a sunroom and redoing all the siding and windows and everything. And I was working from home while I was writing this software. I could walk up and say, hey, I want an outlet there, or, you know, let's do soffit lights instead of coach lights on the garage. Nice to be able to make those instructions. There's kind of a foretaste of what I've got right now every day. So that was kind of cool. That was kind of cool. And at one point I thought about putting this application in the public domain. It was difficult to install. It was difficult to configure. It was difficult to extend. It worked. It worked really well. You know, if you wanted a new form, you basically threw together the HTML, wrote a little CGI script for it, and you were done. But you had to have the right sim links in place and blah, 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 technobabble. There was little to no documentation around it. I think I eventually did document the usage of it, but I didn't document the technical stuff. Anyway, it had a great run. It ran for about 14, almost 15 years until you know, I became the corporate global service desk manager. So at one point I was working for engineering, then they consolidated IT. Then in 2002, they distributed again because engineering wanted their own IT specialists, which I was one of. And then from 2002 to 2005, I was a sysadmin, app developer, architect, whatever you want to call it. And more great experience. And this Skunkworks project was always kind of rolling in the background for me, for corporate IT. And at one point, some of the engineering staff wanted me to spin some up too. So I had this way of partitioning this application so that you know, the engineering librarians could get parts requests and manage those, and manufacturing test was getting trouble tickets of their own and managing that. Well, in 2008, the corporation had grown and done some acquisitions, and there were 4 or 5 tools. We had outsourced the corporate stuff. Juarez, Mexico had their own thing, and the UK had another thing. Engineering had another thing. There were like 4 different ticketing systems in this company, and it was awful. And outsourcing wasn't working because they were on a shared instance, the people we were outsourcing with, which meant all of their customers were using the same ticketing system. You couldn't add a field without getting some consensus. Like, they didn't even have a due date field when we first started. So they weren't very agile. They weren't very, you know, accommodating to us. And we knew we'd need to make some customizations along the way. Well, 4 years into a 5-year contract, the company said, we're not going to do that anymore. Who wants to repatriate the service desk? And I said, I do, because I was the IT manager of the engineering IT support group and knew that my career wasn't going to go much further without an engineering degree. So I couldn't become the director, couldn't become a VP. So I made a lateral transition over to corporate and said, yeah, I want this service desk thing because it's like a distressed home. You don't have to work very hard to put value into this thing. Nobody's happy with the outsource thing. Nobody likes the tools they've got. I mean, there's when you went to enter a ticket, you had one of three different portals with one of three different passwords for the same tool. And you had to answer, what is the category? What is the subcategory? What is the problem product type? And you know, there are four questions just around categorizing this. And it was of no value to the person entering this. I still see this kind of thing from some of our customers today. You gotta think about what the user experience is, because there's far more users than there are IT people. Don't try to make your job easier. Make their job easier, and you'll get a better end result. Okay, even if it means you got to put a butt in a seat to play dispatcher and go, well, this looks like it goes over here, and that looks like it goes over there. It's easier to do that than try and force a bunch of thousands of people to categorize and subcategorize and ugh. Anyway, sidetrack from that. I became the IT manager, brought in a new tool that consolidated all these other four or five called ServiceNow. Very young company at the time. They were only like 4 or 5 years old, a couple hundred customers. And but everybody loved it. It was adopted very well in manufacturing, who really didn't use the self-service model. Boom, now they do. They love it. Engineering, we could transfer tickets around the globe. It was great. Double call center, did that for about a year. And then they let me go. Well, who do I go to work for? ServiceNow. So I've been doing that for the last 3 years, and I love it. Still kind of look back and think how life could have been a little bit different if I'd put that software into the public domain a couple years earlier. And, is what it is. Has a very fond spot in my heart. There may, in fact, be pieces of this code still running somewhere in that company 5 years after I supposedly put it to bed. Don't know. Don't care. I'm on other things right now. So that's it for now. I don't miss supporting that old code. It was kind of scary. I love doing what I'm doing right now, helping customers realize value from our software, making their vision come true, going outside of the IT space, and helping, like right now, I'm helping a company implement a learning request system. The big company, it's like a college for their training department. They've got courses, they've got instructors, they've got facilities to manage, they've got curriculums, they've got all kinds of different requests that they got to get put together and tied in, and regulations. Been working on that all summer, and it's very gratifying. They're able to call us up and go, hey, can you change this? Click, 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 done. There's not a whole lot of programming to do. There's no database administration to do. It's all great stuff. So my first big web application, and to get 14, 15 years out of a Skunkworks project, it's pretty impressive. I wish I could do that again and learned a lot. Great experience. That's one thing that I will say about my former employer is there was a lot of opportunities there. And when it came to those Skunkworks type projects, they let me do them. And, you know, it kind of feels that way again at this organization. We've now grown from a couple hundred customers to close to a couple thousand customers. And from a couple hundred employees to close to a couple thousand employees in just 3 years. So feel very fortunate, very blessed. And I will talk to you again next time. Till then, 101.